We felt that the win probably wouldn't be the deciding factor in the game, that if we got a better foothold in the game, we still would create chances and still be in the game. I suppose Donegal started a half and went three points up, so that made it a wee bit hard. But in fairness to the boys, we kept coming back. We were creating enough chances. It was just, I suppose, we weren't economical enough and didn't execute well enough down the far end. But we kept plugging away and I suppose, again, when they went 3 points up near the end, it looked as if it was done and dusted. But we got another chance and I didn't exactly see what it was for. I presume it was a push in the back and Manzi and Fernison put away the penalty in great style.
Just looking back on the first half, you took a 1 point lead in at half time. I'm sure you were happy enough with that because there was very little between the sides in that opening half.
Yeah, we started the game well and Donegal then got a goal, sort of, you know, which we were disappointed about. And it gave them a wee foothold in the game. I think we went in, we had 7 or 8 points in the first half. We could have had a few more, but, you know, in fairness, there wasn't much between the teams, you see. And, you know, a point up, even though they had a win at their backs, we still felt that we were very much in the game. You know, we've faced wins before, and if you play well enough, it doesn't be a major factor. But I suppose when they were just getting the scores that wee bit easier. But we never stopped and we got a reward at the end.
I was talking to Darren there. He said you hung in there in the second half because it was backs to the wall, I suppose, for long periods. You said you did create chances in the second half. You didn't take them, a couple into the keeper's hands, but I suppose that was the wind. It was hard to judge.
It was. That's right. You know, and you know, that's a massive quality to have. Is that, you know, is that when things are looking bad, that, you know, to not give in, to keep going, and you never know. The thing can always turn around, and you can get a lucky break, which we did get. But overall, you know, we'll hopefully learn a lot of it. You know, we wouldn't have been happy with a lot of aspects of our play, so, you know, we'll look very carefully at the DVD now and see areas we need to improve, because, you know, let alone next week, we need to improve, you know, rapidly, obviously, for Dublin next week. But looking ahead to the championship again, the first round against Fermanagh, there's an awful lot of areas we need to improve, so we'll be looking at that, and that'll be our aim.
Just before we talk about next week, and this point keeps league's hopes alive, but Conor McManus's penalty, I suppose, as cool as you like.
Ah, it was a great penalty, and he was under, you know, there was a bit of a delay before he took it as well, so it was, you know, it added to the pressure. And I suppose Conor, by his own high standards, probably, you know, he was kept out of the game fairly well. Things weren't running from him. He mightn't have scored from play before that. So that all those things added a bit of pressure to it. But no, look, with full confidence in him, that, look, that's the great thing about him. He's very mentally strong, and that sort of thing doesn't annoy him. So he stepped up, and he was, you know, the penalty was very emphatic, and he stuck it in the corner.
A point is still all to play for. It's in your own hands. We know it's Dublin that's coming to town, but it's not just a league final, I suppose, is an up for grabs next week, but it's also a chance maybe to see where you are against probably the best team in the country.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what I said right from the start of the league. It wasn't so much that we were targeting, you know, getting into a league final or looking at relegation. We just wanted to play. All these games are very tough, and we just wanted from week to week to see how we were faring out and to see could we get a wee bit better and learn from each of the experiences. So there's no doubt that's, you know, going forward next week, there's no one you'll learn more from than playing Dublin, so it'll be interesting. We'll have to improve our performance if we want to get anything out of the game, but it's a great game to be looking, especially when we know we're safe in the league. So it's now we can really look forward to that and get as much out of the game as we can.